Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Ron?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ron, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes.
How you doing today?
Good.
Good to hear. So the reason I'm reaching out to you, we saw that you clicked in your client dashboard regarding more information on Google Guarantee. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how it works?
Yeah, I think I bet the in Google, if something goes wrong, they guarantee some part of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed, is because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Google even offers up to $2,000 of insurance if they were to book your services through Google Guaranteed. Yeah. That's awesome. A lot of clients I talk to don't even know about that.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I just, well, the last time I looked into it, I think we didn't have enough reviews. Or actually, I don't even know if we have enough right now, because they ask for a lot of them, don't they?
You need 5 reviews to activate your Google Guarantee page. Let me pull your listings up and see where you're at on that. Give me one
Yeah, we have
second.
24.
Oh, you have 24. Yeah, you're above the 5 then to activate. But let me explain so you know exactly how it works, okay? It's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And in my opinion, it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads through Google Guaranteed are only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, because they're picking you and calling you from that Google Guaranteed section. So it comes through via phone call. Okay? Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, okay, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you go over pricing, like quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry much, right?
No.
Right. Okay. So, but if you were to quote them or schedule an appointment, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, like let's say it's out of your radius or service you don't provide or a solicitation call, all of those are deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
And then, yes, typically, how much is the cost per lead?
Yeah, let me pull it up. I want to make sure, hold on, give me one second. Let me pull these subcategories up. Okay, so I was looking at your keywords. I want to make sure this category is correct. So the general contractor vertical would include accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundation and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodeling, and roofing. Is that the correct category for you?
Yes, but I would like to add siding as well, exterior siding.
Okay. Siding would be under the roofing vertical. Give me one quick second here. So I'm going to check both for you. Give me a second. Actually make sure. Hold on. Or no, it's actually under the siding pro vertical. Okay. So let me check the cost per lead on both, and then I'll go over the requirements with you in a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just give me a sec. Usually I have all this already pulled up, but I just called as soon as I saw your click, you know? So just bear with me here. All right. So general contractor. Okay. So the general contractor vertical just means category, okay? The cost per qualified lead is going to be at $32 per lead.
Okay.
Okay. Google does require a minimum budget. Okay. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that is at $416. That's for 13 leads. Okay.
That's per month, right?
Per month, yeah. And here's the way your lead budget works, okay? So it's not technically 416 monthly unless you take on 13 qualified leads. So to give you an example, let's say you did that minimum budget requirement for 13 leads, right? And you took on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment with each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $416 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you take on... I'm sorry, say again?
I said that was... I did have a question. That's just for the general contracted one. For the roofing, is it different?
It's not roofing. Siding actually has its own vertical. Siding Pro? So give me a second. Let me pull up the cost per lead on that one. Hold on. Siding Pro. Okay, this one's a little bit higher. So for the Siding Pro vertical, it's at $60 per qualified lead.
How about for the roofing one?
Give me a second. Let me check roofing. Roofing's in the general contractor vertical too, but if you were to do the roofing vertical separate, it's $58.67 per qualified lead for that vertical.
So I think I would go with the general contractor one.
Right, right. So let me pull the requirements up real quick. Give me one sec. Okay. So for the general contractor vertical, you need an Arkansas State residential builder's license or a limited residential remodeler's license or an unlimited residential remodeler's license. Do you know if you have either of those?
The one we have is unlimited home improvement.
Unlimited, okay. Give me a one quick second. It gives me a search to check too, okay?
Okay.
One moment here. You said unlimited home improvement, right?
Yes.
All right, give me a second. I'm pulling up. Yeah, home improvement's not on here. Let me check the siding vertical for you. Second here. Siding Pro. Side. Siding Pro, they require, there's a bunch on here, but it's like a general contractor / handyman. Here, let me use this search tool real fast. Second. So it takes me to the same spot.
Yeah, it's called residential home improvement license. And then it says unlimited. That's what it says on here.
Residential home... Okay, give me one sec here. Let me go back to general contractor. Our Google rep just gave us this, like, tool where it has, like, every single license on it. Because I used to just create a test account to find it. You know, and some of these links, man, are crazy. Like, so hold on, just bear with me here. I'm gonna find it for you.
Okay.
General contractors. Okay. Portal. See if any of these are different. The other ones I've used, it like lets me put in your license number and it shows me like the exact license, then I just kind of match it up. But just give me one sec. It's not taking me there. You go My Arkansas. Nah, that's not it. So I'm going to tell you exactly how it reads, right? So for the general contractor one, it says Arkansas State Residential Builder's License. That's a negative, right? You have Arkansas State Limited Residential Remodeler's License. How does your license read?
It's Residential Home Improvement License Unlimited.
Residential Home Improvement License. Okay, unlimited. Painting? Let me check real fast. Painter. Let's see. So painter, it's gonna require. Painter doesn't have any requirements actually for licensing.
Okay.
Let me check the insurance requirements though. Give me 1 second here. Arkansas. You'll need $250K in general liability insurance.
Yeah.
Okay, you have that? Okay. And then license for Arkansas for the painting vertical, it doesn't require a specific type of license. So let me check the cost per lead real fast. Give me a second here. Painter. Alright. Cost per lead for that vertical is at $40 per qualified lead.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Are you trying to target for painting jobs though, or? Cause let me read you the subcategories in this too. Give me a second here. So painter, it includes paint indoors, paint outdoors, furniture painting, cabinet painting, stair painting, door painting, window painting, gutter painting, wallpaper removal, and spray painting. So, does that sound like the right category for you at this time?
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. So, give me 1 second here. Let me get you everything in writing. So, the email we have on file for you, is it AguilonRonaldo@gmail.com? Is that correct?
AguilonRonaldo@gmail.com.
Yeah, correct. AguilonRonaldo, right, at Gmail? Okay. Yeah. All right. So the first email I'm sending to you now is going to be titled Google Guarantee. Okay. And what I'm going to do is reply to that email with your vertical, which is, again, means your category, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you just have them in writing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give me one sec. Subcategories. Okay. Okay, I just sent the reply too, okay? Now, let me explain to... Hello?